Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. From author Bruce Nguyen, the critically acclaimed Inca Gods and Aliens, a novel about the Incan journey of discovery, conquest, and the future. Bruce is a retired software analyst, registered medical technologist, who earned a bachelor's degree in microbiology and liberal arts from the University of Arizona. A Vietnam-era veteran, Bruce and his wife Irene operate an off-the-grid bed and breakfast, probably some bread there too, overlooking the Pacific Ocean in Baja California, Mexico. I got so excited because that really sounds nice, and I want to leave some time to talk about it later in the program. Inca Gods and Aliens is his debut novel. Bruce Nguyen joining us on This Week in America. Bruce, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's fun to do this.
Well, yeah, bed and breakfast. I'll talk about that. Let's get that out of the way in a second. I love that. I'm just sort of thinking about that, the location you have out there. This has to be a great getaway for people to get away and just really enjoy what nature has to offer out there.
Yeah, it is an incredible place. It's off the grid, south of Ensenada, about maybe 70 or 80 miles south of San Diego. And we're right on the cliffs above the Pacific Ocean. We have six rooms, and my wife pretty much runs the place, and then I just help out when she needs me. She kind of says, get out of my way, let me do what I need to do. And it gives me a chance to write.
Well, I was going to say, and what a great place to write. And we'll mention the website for the bed and breakfast a little bit later in the program. We're talking about the book, Inca Gods and Aliens, a novel about the Incan journey of discovery, conquest, and the future with the author Bruce Nguyen. What inspired you to write this story?
Kind of a crazy thing. I was a runner, starting in the military, and then in track, that type of thing.
Yes.
And so I read about the Incas being runners and picked up a book on the Inca runners, the Chaski, as they called it. And then when my kids got older, I started saying, well, you know, the Inca, we're Inca Chaski, and we're running faster than anybody can run in the mountains and things like that. And then I said, we've got superpowers of the Chaski. And somehow I started reading it and essentially that was the seed of the beginning of where this came from.
And I understand this process began about 20 years ago. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, 20 years ago, I actually put together a book. One of my friends was a editor and worked at the University of Arizona in their medical center there. I did. And he said, why don't you go ahead and put something together and maybe we can turn it into a book. So I ended up by writing a book called Handbook for a Terrorist. And it was right about 9/11. When we were ready to put it out, and we said, well, maybe we'd better hold off on this. Then life happened, and here it is 20 years later, and internet has given me the opportunity to expand on that.
Well, I was going to ask you about the research, because it seems so thorough and so well done. Talk about the research for this.
Oh yeah, the research essentially. I've been pleased to be able to say that the internet has helped me tremendously. I've done a lot of reading, a number of really great books, but the bulk of the research on the Chaski, the shaman, the drugs that they use for various things has all been researched out on the internet. And then I found out that there are just archives, huge archives in Spain that uses where the conquistadors, the Pizarro conquistadors had actually documented nearly every step of the conquest. And some of them just talked about the heroes, and then others talked about the actual Indians when they actually some of the things, and were trying to salvage some of their information.
Most of us have sort of a basic knowledge of the Incas. When you were writing this book, doing the research for the book Inca Gods and Aliens, Bruce Nguyen, the author, is our guest on the program. What did you find out that was new to you? Were there aspects of it that you found like, wow, I didn't know this before, and this is fascinating?
Yeah, a lot of the things that I didn't really understand. I knew there were things called quipu. You can spell it K-I-P-O or Q-U-I-P-U, and they're basically strings with knots in them, and they can have colors. And if you look at my book, my book cover has a multicolored quipu with the strings and knots on it. And they may relate to animals, their grain storage, and then of course the other part of it is that it's felt that the quipu may have been some form of a personal ID, sort of like we carry an ID card with us. They carried a quipu that identified as to what family group they belong to, and so they had like really strong border control, and the quipu, that was the other thing that I found out that was just amazing, that how, you know, that, and then of course the roads, and that they were able to run at high altitudes, which didn't make any sense, which led me to believe that there may have had some other power going on or something that helped them.
Well, that's interesting. Did they have superpower?
You know, I think so. Because of a substance I like to call the gift that I use in my book, that another character, actually, non-talking character. The gift is essentially a drug that they took that normally it would kill you if you took it, because you weren't in shape to handle what it would give to you. With somebody that was very young or very, very fit, they could survive its use, and it would give them powers that would allow them to do things that would kill the normal man.
It's just fascinating. The book is Inca Gods and Aliens, a novel about the Incan journey of discovery, conquest, and the future by Bruce Noon, our guest on the program. Books available at Amazon. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'd be able to get a copy of the book there as well. When you talk about it, it almost sounds like, yeah, it's believable. It's possibly true they have superpowers. Do you believe that?
I tried to integrate the believable with the unbelievable. Some of the things, if you realize on our biology, we do have a reverse side of the Krebs cycle that allows us to use burn fat in a very fast way. And when I started looking at that, I was thinking, man, I wonder how if this could possibly work. And I took a leap of let's say license there.
Well, it makes for a great story. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with the writer's license to be able to enhance the story a little bit, because it gets us all thinking and gets us caught up in the telling of the story. They managed to talk to the god, and see if I'm saying this correctly, Sachamama, who gave them the powers.
Sachamama. Yeah.
Sachamama, okay. Explain that.
Well, there are a number of gods that the Inca believe in. There's the god of the earth, the god of the sky, the god of the sun, and they have the names for Pachacamac, who is the earth, who basically has other gods that are associated with the creation of that. So Inti is the god of the sun. And Viracocha is the god of, let's say, the sky and space, and there's Pachacamac is basically a group of gods, and one of those is Sachamama. Sachamama is actually responsible for creating life, and she's a snake with two heads, and she also has a spiritual side, which is kind of interesting since she's a god anyway, that where she's god of the rainbow. So of course I use the images of rainbow and the snake with two headed. I mean, if you take that to the Christian Bible, the snake also plays a predominant role. So anyway, the Sachamama is kind of like the curator in my book, where she actually gets to talk to people in modern times. To talk to a god, you need to use hallucinogenic gods, drugs called ayahuasca, and it's a blend of drugs that they call it hallucinogenic tours to talk to the gods. Kind of a weird thing, but in my book, and from the historical and lore, they also talked to the gods, and actually the gods came to them in human form. So I took that with Sachamama to create her interaction, which didn't use drugs. I wasn't really fond of that idea. So I thought, well, let's take a look at that. And then what does she provide? You know, if in the Christian Bible, the snake creates, you know, knowledge, she provides knowledge and understanding, Sachamama does, and it was a big key in the book.
What do aliens look like?
So they traveled to space, and Sachamama gave them that information of how they were actually able to travel to another world. And they did come to visit Earth before that, but the aliens that I describe in the book, they kind of look like us, except that they had an extra set of arms that came out of the side of their necks that were more like little elephant trunks, except that they were skinny and they could do very tiny things with that. When they would talk and all that. So if you would imagine a face with eyes and a mouth and no nose, the noses were actually on the sides of their neck.
An interesting picture you're describing there. With us on the program is Bruce Noon, the author of the critically acclaimed book, Inca Gods and Aliens, a novel about the Inca journey of discovery, conquest, and the future. Let's get back to this gift. Talk a little bit more about this, because what at the end of the book, the humans are able to actually use this substance that you're calling the gift. How does that work?
Well, the gift essentially is something that they need. If they were to just take it and eat it in their mouth, the organisms in their mouth would use the gift to grow very fast, and it would overwhelm their body and probably cause pneumonia or something terrible to happen. So you can't, it's not something that you could eat. So it needed to be given in a sterile environment intravenously. And then they learned a way to actually give it to themselves. The modern portion of the book, where Jesus and his group of people who had become doctors and lawyers and professional people and sports, very, very well, very athletic sports people, got together. They actually determined a way to use this, so that they could use it. And when they would take it, they could move probably 4 or 5 times as fast as a normal human. The strength was relational to that. So the drug would actually use something called the reverse side of the Krebs cycle, which is basically metabolism, you know, a respiratory metabolism.
Yes.
in our body. So by using the reverse side, it allowed them to burn fat and use it very rapidly. And they could use it without needing extra oxygen. So when they traveled in the mountains, it explained why they could run high in the mountains and still survive.
Just a few minutes left in the program. I need to ask, because once you write a novel like this, and this your first one, by the way, that is so well received, everybody wants to know, give us more, Bruce. Give us more. Are you working on a sequel? Is that possible? There'll be a follow-up to Inca Gods and Aliens?
Yeah, believe it or not, I've had requests to write books about the gods, about the about further with taking over, being able to use it in modern society, and some of the other things that I was hoping for would be to follow up with about the shaman themselves, how they're used today, and how the shamans actually formed to begin with. And then there are some shaman that are out there, in my estimation, that are kind of like charlatans. But there are shamans that are still survivors of the original conquest that are around, and they have been able to do well. Part of another book possibility is that I've got four or five, maybe sequels if I follow up on them.
So that's interesting. So you maybe do a sequel. You've got other things, it sounds like, that kicking around up there that Bruce, the author, would like to develop a little bit further.
Yeah, I'm kind of crazy. I was in a coma for 11 days. I had something called an aortic aneurysm about 10 years ago. And when I woke up, I wanted something to write, and I wrote down up to 25 some stories that I had dreamed. One of them, though, one of the most predominant one, that I had lived for about 6 months in the future, almost 20,000 years in the future. And I call the book The Tunnel, and it's basically I'm sharing a brain with somebody who was very much, he was a physician in the future, and they were doing research about some of the studies, but they had just gotten back after having a terrible, terrible disasters around the Earth that were actually man-made. That it happened, but I actually feel like I lived that for 6 months.
Yes,
and then somehow I came back. I thought when I was there that I was going to eventually die.
That would be a fascinating book. Bruce Noon with us on the program. A couple minutes left talking about his book, Inca Gods and Aliens. Haven't had a chance to read them, but I know you've been getting a number of very positive reviews. What's that like? Debut novel, you put this out there, and suddenly people are like, yeah, we really like this. That's got to be very rewarding to see the kind of reviews that you're racking up for the book.
Well, this is... I've gotten very good reviews from people that have read it, but I haven't done that well on marketing, so I'm not nearly where I would hope I'd be.
Yes.
But I'd love it if anybody would go out there and take a look at it and give me feedback. If you want to send me messages or tell me how much you hated something or think I should fix something. I'm all for it.
Well, Bruce Noon is the author of the book Inca Gods and Aliens, a novel about the Incan journey of discovery, conquest, and the future. In the 30 seconds we have left, what's the name of the bed and breakfast, and where can we find out more information on it?
Oh, it's Casa Mediodía, and it would be noonbb.net. Of course, you can add all the www and stuff.
Exactly, yes.
But we're south of Ensenada. We're about an hour drive south of the border. And you get a hold of us, we'll get you in here. And we have full breakfast. We have six rooms. We have a kitchenette it's a great place for Valentine's Day or for a romantic getaway. Or basically to bring your kids. We have bocce courts. We have beaches, and we can go right down to the water. And we have kayaks and things like that here too.
It sounds great.
I think you'd love it.
Yes, and I bet that you could get Bruce to talk about the Incas while you're there. You could probably get some great stories from Bruce while you're there. All of this information will be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Bruce Noon with us on the program. Inca Gods and Aliens, a novel about the Incan journey of discovery, conquest, and the future. Bruce, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You bet, Rick. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Once again, Inca Gods and Aliens, all the information, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.